This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Okay, get ready. We're going live.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook feed and chit-chat about the stories and the things we're talking about online. My guest this hour is the fabulous Alicia Xanthopoulos, who is a columnist for the Seacoast Media Group, also a former political consultant and member of the media, and she recently wrote an article about the war on men, discussing the Kavanaugh debacle. That's the only thing I can think of to call it right now. But I wanted to bring her on and talk about it and get her point of view. Alicia, welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You know, your article was spot on, and I know a ton of people agreed with you. Will you just tell for the listeners, and we'll share the article later as well so they can read it, but will you just share your thoughts on the Welcome to the War on Men article and why you wrote that?
Sure. So, you know, as I preface in the beginning of the article, what we're seeing now is not the start of the war on men. It is just the biggest battle, you know, so far. And that is the situation going on with Judge Kavanaugh. But this war on men, where we live in a world where people can make unsubstantiated, uncorroborated claims against men, boys, whomever, without any time, without any location, without anyone to back them up or witnesses, and we're being demanded to believe these women just because they said it, that's an attack on men. And it all started with the war on women. You know, I said it was a very calculated war plan to map out, to provide women with the tools and set society to be ready for the full-blown battle, which is men are the enemy. And I don't, you know, it's a shame, and I fear for every boy and man in this country at this moment.
That's the scary part. Basically what they're saying and what they've been saying, because you're right, this isn't the beginning of it. This is just part of it. They're saying that, you know, we can accuse a man of anything. It doesn't matter. We're women, and you have to believe us.
And if you don't believe us, we'll attack you.
Right. Right.
We'll
if you don't believe us. Exactly. And it really is actually frightening. As you said, for boys in the future, for men, other men, I mean, are men just supposed to stay away from women now and not even talk to them? How's this going to work? Exactly.
You know, I had lunch with my three girlfriends on Sunday, and we've been best friends since elementary school. And between the three of them, they have five boys, ages 10 to 22. And they cross the political spectrum. I mean, one's a Bernie supporter, one's a Trump diehard, one, I think she's an independent, I know she votes, I'm not totally sure, she's not political. But across that table, that was the discussion Sunday. What do they tell their boys? They're worried
right.
about it, they're concerned about it, and the fear was legitimate, and it is apolitical. They all think this is insane.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I talked about it a little bit earlier on my opening segment that this is no longer just the Democrats doing things to the Republican Party. Kavanaugh is just their target, but this affects all of America, every American, not just political parties. And
yes,
and
we see this story because it's national news, it's international news.
Right.
We don't see this happening in communities across the country, but it darn well probably is if we see this.
Right. Oh, and well, I've recently, and I don't know if they're just getting prosecuted now, but recently I've seen several cases where there were false rape accusations made, and the women who made the accusations actually ended up going to prison. And that's not something we used to see.
We need to see this. We need to see if they are proven. Now, there are rape allegations that can't be proven. And they also can't be proven false. So we can't put women in prison for that. That's not right.
Right.
Because it's hard to prove legitimate rape cases, too. But if it can be proven that it was a deliberate lie, if it was done for some motivation other than the truth, then those women need to be prosecuted, period.
Right. No, I agree with you. And this is the thing with the accusations against Kavanaugh. There's no ramifications to any of these women for what they're doing. None. It doesn't matter.
And there should be. You know,
I agree with you.
If it can be proven that any one of them is telling an iota of mistruth, then it needs to be proven. Now, in the fifth quote-unquote accusation, a man contacted Senator Sheldon Whitehouse's office to make a claim. It was looked into. The government spent money looking into it, time looking into it. It wasn't true. He recanted on Twitter. I don't know what because I haven't had time to look. It's just happening, breaking tonight. But I don't know what legal ramifications can happen. But at minimum, he should have to pay the government for the deliberate false accusation that cost taxpayers money to investigate.
Right. And but how many times have we seen where women have come forward, especially with that crazy nut job, Gloria Allred, and made accusations, and then she disappeared. They all disappeared after the person either stepped down or whatever. Herman Cain, they did it too.
You know, I think there should be a rule. If Attorney Avenatti or Attorney Allred is the attorney representing the accuser, just presume it's fake. Because that tends to be the case in the modern world. I mean, and let's look at, people aren't looking at facts, and I've been getting on these arguments in social media the last 72 hours, but if you, let's say the woman who claims that Kavanaugh's a gang rapist, and she claims she's a victim of gang rape herself, although not by Kavanaugh himself. If you are a victim of gang rape, and you witness that he has stood in line to gang rape a woman, do you really choose the guy that's Stormy Daniels' lawyer, who's probably running for president, to represent you? Think about that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's talk about this after the break, because there's a lot of really kind of crazy things in that accusation alone. We'll be right back. I'll be right back with Alicia Xanthopoulos, and we'll keep continuing our chat about the Kavanaugh debacle and the war on men.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and I am joined by guest Alicia Xanthopoulos, who is a columnist for the Seacoast Media Group and former political consultant and member of the media. And we're talking about an article, a column she wrote called Welcome to the War on Men. And we're talking about the Kavanaugh debacle. And before the break, we were talking about one of the accusers who claimed that Kavanaugh was part of gang rapes during high school. Alicia, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, you know, a lot of people are focusing on the part that she claims she is a victim of a gang rape and that he was present at these parties. But there's a piece in the affidavit she signed that's being forgotten, and that's where it accuses him directly of being a serial gang rapist. We say, I have a firm recollection of seeing boys lined up outside rooms at many of these parties waiting for their turn with a girl inside the room. These boys include Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh. So she accuses a man of being a gang rapist.
Right.
And that's insane. You should.
Right. Well, it's beyond insane because she was in college at the time, hanging out, going to high school parties, and she, after the first party she went to where she knew the punch was supposedly spiked and she saw a gang rape, she went back to 9 more parties?
Right. And
does that make any sense?
I don't know which one. She got gang raped herself, and yet she kept going back. And mind you, so apparently dozens of girls were gang raped, dozens and dozens of witnesses were there, and not one person ever said anything to anyone, and no one's around to corroborate it. Okay.
No. After all these years. Right, exactly. And this is the one who has that Avenatti as her lawyer. I can hear the babies.
Yes, sorry.
This is the one. They want to join in on the radio show. They agree with us. This is the one who has Avenatti, who is also porn lawyer for Stormy Daniels, and it sounds like he basically took a porn storyline and just gave it to this woman and said, here, use this.
Yeah, and why would she agree? And the other thing is the night before this was released, or before this was released, not long, Kavanaugh released his, which I can't believe how organized this man is. He was destined for greatness because he still has his calendars from when he was 17 years old. And in it, it lists Beach Week. So Avenatti comes out with this and says, by the way, she remembers it during Beach Week. Really? That's fascinating because he just told you he was at Beach Week. Like, it lacks all credulity, and people are buying it.
I don't think a lot of people are buying it. I think it's only left-wing pundits and those hardcore Democrats that are extreme to the left. To be honest with you, I haven't talked to any regular Americans, and I won't even include Republicans in that, right? I'm talking independents, people who aren't even into politics. I haven't talked to any regular Americans who buy any of this. And frankly, most of them are completely go ahead. Sorry.
I was in my personal circle, nor have I, although on my social media pages, I have lots of political left and right wing people, so I have seen it there. But I will say, look at what's happening in Washington. 100 or 200 people stood outside today calling him, you know, a rapist and everything else. These are normal people, relatively speaking, and yet they want to believe it. And more importantly, Senator Feinstein believes it. Sheldon Whitehouse believes it. Chuck Schumer believes it. I mean, they're either believe it or they hate the conservative concept of the Supreme Court so much they're willing to do this. And what got me is there was a giddiness to those that want to believe this gang rape story so much that they're giddy over the possibility that women were gang raped. Now, they need to think about that perspective.
Right. Yeah, they're totally ignoring actual sexual assault survivors and the fact that by them making a farce out of this, because all of these accusations absolutely lack factual evidence, corroboration, and credibility, they are hurting actual sexual assault survivors because there's going to be, you know, there's already doubts, right? You listen to both sides and then you weigh the evidence. And when there's no evidence, such as this case, it should just go away, right? But what's going to happen to someone who really was assaulted? It seems like they'd have to prove even more than what they normally would because of this.
Of course. I mean, it's the boy who cried wolf theory, right?
And yeah,
look, the left is lumping women together. And so if a woman comes out of that group and says, I was raped, it's the boy who cried wolf theory. Well, that person said she was raped there, too, and we know she's in that job and it wasn't true. It diminishes the reality that rapes occur, sexual assaults occur. And for those that are true victims of it, what are these people doing to them? Why? Because of politics? It's shameful on every asset and every front.
And, you know, you talked about the people that were protesting out front. They are regular people. They're paid hacktivists. They're getting paid to do that. And that's the difference. You know, if you or I went to D.C. to protest something, we would be there voluntarily paying our own way. We wouldn't be paid to go there. We'd be actually protesting because it's something we believed in or against. But these people are being paid, just like the protesters were paid to disrupt his court nomination hearing.
Well, and you're absolutely right, and there was evidence of that. And I think that is true of a lot of them. But let's talk about the quality, the character of the people who would take money to assist in the demolition of a man's life.
Yeah.
Would you be paid enough?
No,
would you be paid
never.
Enough to spew lies to ruin someone's life? I couldn't be.
No. No. And this is the problem with the left and why they've gone way overboard. Like, they've gone off the rail for a long time. They did the boy who cried wolf with racism all throughout Obama's administration. Now they're doing it with sexual assault. So this is the party that's supposed to be the party for women, and they're pulling this. And they care so little about actual Americans that all that matters is they have the power. It really, that's what this is about. And a huge part of this is because for some reason they think that Kavanaugh would vote against Roe v. Wade and somehow dismantle it, which even if that were the case, it would still be a state's issue, not the federal government, so abortion wouldn't disappear. But that really seems to me to be what this is all about, is abortion.
Oh,
ending the
huge, which is crazy. But
yeah.
I'm paraphrasing what was said at the hearing, but as was said in the original hearings, you know, it's not like the Supreme Court goes, let's go have lunch, and they sit around a big table in their black robes, order in some takeout, Chinese, and say, you know what, let's vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. Like, you think that's
exactly
how it works. It doesn't work that way.
Well, that's one of the problems, is a lot of these people have absolutely no idea how any of this works, so they believe anything. And we'll be back. Don't go away. We'll be back with Alicia Xanthopoulos, and we'll be talking about more on the Kavanaugh case after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Thursday, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will tell her story about alleged sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers. President Trump said if he believes Kavanaugh is guilty, he would withdraw his nomination.
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said. So it's possible that they will be convincing.
Ford says in her prepared testimony for the Senate Judiciary Committee that she believes Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her in 1982 at a party when they were in high school. She says that she was terrified to go public with her story. She says, though, it's her civic duty to tell the senators what happened. The committee is scheduled to vote on the nomination Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. I'm going to get right back into it with Alicia Zantzopoulos from Seacoast Media. She's one of the columnists there who wrote a great column this past week. Alicia, you also got hate mail for your column as well, didn't you?
I did. I got several pieces of hate mail. And, you know, of course, the courage of the left, the greatest pieces of hate mail I received were sent anonymously and from one of those systems where you can't even reply to the email or see who's emailing you, which
right.
I always find the most respected. I mean, one of them, you are vulgar and naive defense of your vulgar and naive defense of POS male politicians makes you a zero in the pursuit for higher understanding. You're an apologist for the rape and murder culture of the Republican Party. We have a rape and murder culture going on in the Republican Party. I was unfamiliar with it, but apparently we do.
Yeah, that's a new one to me. I mean, I know they like to...
What Republican murdered? I don't know.
Wasn't it a left-wing Democrat, Bernie Bro, who tried to murder Republicans after the election?
Yeah, it was that, and you know, I'm not normally a fan of whataboutism, but when you want to talk about murder in the world of politics and women, hi, Ted Kennedy. Like, really?
Yeah. Oh, but he was the lion of the Senate. He was so fabulous. This is the other thing that's getting me about this whole thing is, it is in our state especially, we have Senators Shaheen and Hassan, who are saying, oh, you have to believe, yet those two women stood with glowing smiles at Bill Clinton. They didn't believe his sexual assault victims who had actual factual evidence to back their claims up. They ignored them. And then, of course, as you know, the New Hampshire Democrat Party named a dinner after Bill Clinton to revere him and honor him.
And Kennedy, who, well, no, he may not have been accused of sexual assault, and I'm not suggesting that, was a known womanizer. So,
oh, yeah.
There's an irony to this.
Meanwhile, one of the DNC party chairs, Keith Ellison, has accusations by a girlfriend that he beat her up, that he abused her. And they're ignoring her and, like, treating her horribly. Before anything has gone through.
Kimberly, you are making the assumption
that there's a pure concern for women here.
Right.
It's politics. It's opportunism. It is an incredible desire for power and money that comes with it, both at the time and in the after. It is as disingenuous as I've ever seen out of Washington, and that's saying kind of something.
Yeah, this is definitely, I agree. That's why, you know, it's political party over women, Americans, due process, the Supreme Court even. It's all about the fact that they lost the election and they don't want Trump to have another SCOTUS nomination. For some reason, they think that they're going to somehow take the Senate back in November, and maybe if they push it off long enough, they can stop any of his nominations that come forward.
You're understanding right. When, it's just that calculated.
Yes.
But here's my question, and you know who I blame in part? I blame women in America, and here's what I mean by that. When and where and why did we allow ourselves to be as a gender, not individually, but as a gender, victims? When did we say, let's embrace victimhood? Because that's what we've done as a gender in this country. We have somehow embraced victimhood. And with the Me Too movement, I believe the large majority of people who hashtag Me Too. But don't tell me there weren't a whole lot of people on there that were just trying to join the club. And we saw it. Some people were called out for it. And it is literally, we have a government and a culture that has convinced an entire sex that they are victims by nature of their gender. And we said, okay, sure.
No. You and I and Tammy, our producer, did not say, okay, sure. It was a majority of women.
Sure.
Yeah, right. But no, I'm so with you on this because it drives me insane. No, I'm not a victim. I earn equal pay. I can do anything I want. That's the beauty of this country. Women can do anything we want. We have that opportunity in this country to do anything. I'm not a victim. I'm actually been in the STEM field my entire life, but oh no, women are victims. They can't do STEM because of sexism. It kills me and it drives me crazy. And it's a mindset of these women who are supposed to be independent and strong that are really weak, and the Democrat Party demeans them into believing they're victims rather than being independent women who can do anything they want.
Because it benefits them, right? If you can keep them down, they need you. If they need you because they need your resources, financial or otherwise, they will elect you because they need you. And isn't that a shameful way to look at your constituency?
It's completely horrifying. You're supposed to be representing people and making things better, right? You're not supposed to con people into... Oh, that's funny. Trump used the word con job today. That was not an intentional pun. You're not supposed to be conning people and essentially dumbing them down into believing something just so they'll vote for you. Because something especially based on lies.
And you know, just as we discuss, it's hard for parents raising boys right now. It's hard for those raising girls right now. I have a 14-year-old stepdaughter who I'm very close to. And we talk about these things because, and so does her father, because we don't want you to be a victim. We want you to go conquer the world. You want to go be a Broadway star? Good. Be tough, be strong, work hard, and with a little bit of luck thrown in, you'll get there. But don't ever whine, complain, and say you didn't get somewhere because you're a woman, because that'll guarantee you don't get there. And that's the lessons we try to convey to her.
That's
Hopefully
fabulous.
Hopefully it comes through the cloud and gets through, but she's surrounded in public education. Who knows who gets through to a kid who's 14 years old?
Yep. No, you're right, and that's kind of the scary part. Sometimes after college is when kids get it, you know, so to speak, because they hit the real world and they see the taxes taken out and they realize, hey, I got the same job as my male friend and we're getting paid the same. And, you know, this is exactly opposite of what I was told was going to happen when I got out into the real world.
Right. But how many times are they convinced? Are they told and told and convinced you'll be lesser? I was doing analysis in a Boston television program of a race, a U.S. Senate race, a bit some time back. And the host, who was a very liberal female, was talking about how the man running was a sexist because he's running against a woman. It was Scott Brown versus Elizabeth Warren at the time in Massachusetts. And in equal pay, when I was working for, you know, I had worked for Scott Brown for his previous race. Well, it's in equal pay. It's this. And I said, I've never experienced that in the workplace. She goes, you're telling me you make as much as a man in your field? I said, I'm telling you I make more than many men in my field. And she goes, that's not true. And I laughed. And I was like, the good news of my industry is it's all public record. You can go online and see how much I make every month. So why don't you go compare? She never followed up. But, you know, they sit there and try to convince me as an adult. So imagine what they're trying to convince our young people of.
That's the frightening part again, is because they're convincing them, and these are young people who believe that adults who are teaching them especially are telling them the truth and being honest. And that's often not the case. You know, I previously used to be a pure indie, so I read the news and whatever, but I had my own understanding of things, and I was never a victim, quote unquote. I wasn't into politics at all, but even I knew some things didn't sound right, and I would try to go, you know, seek out what was really going on. But a lot of people don't do that. Democrats know that. And so they can just keep spewing out lie after lie after lie with nothing to back it up, and people believe them, unfortunately. And you're right, it's especially sad that women and girls.
Yeah, and they're spoon-fed information. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to go find your own. But we are raising a coddled group of, we're raising a coddled generation who are used to being spoon-fed everything and don't necessarily, you know, all of them take the next step to find out for themselves. So they believe what's provided to them. And you can't do that. You never could have done that properly, but you certainly, in the world of the internet and where we are with education, you can't do that now. And everyone's got to encourage both themselves and young people to go find the answers for yourself. You know, I read the Boston Globe and the Union Leader every Sunday to get two sides of the story. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. And there's all, because we always know there's two sides to the story. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away. And we'll keep talking about the welcome to the war on men and the victimization of women, even though we aren't victims.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. And I've been joined by Alicia Zanfopoulos from Seacoast Media. And we're talking, of course, about the war on men, the war on women, and all the other things that go, that are involved with that, surrounding the Kavanaugh debacle, of course. Now, Alicia, tell me, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Excuse me. You know, it's hard to say. I think, you know, Dr. Ford will testify. Judge Kavanaugh will testify. It'll be a clown show of, of behaviors from the Senate. If they're not speaking at the hearing, then afterwards on the mics. And then they're going to vote on Friday. And coming out of committee, I'm not sure how it'll go. I actually think it'll be party lines, 11 to 10, and it goes to the full Senate, I believe, on Tuesday, and unless something changes. So the question is going to be, what do Senators Murkowski, Senator Collins, and Senator Flake do? I hope they stand with justice. I actually kind of feel like they will. You know, there was talk of, will Senator Flake, because he doesn't like Donald Trump, which I get, will he vote no to give it to Trump as his parting shot out of the Senate. I happen to think he's of higher caliber than that. I don't think he will. I think he will be honest in his assessment. And if that is the case, I think Kavanaugh may become a Supreme Court justice. But there's so much nonsense going on of more accusations, mm-hmm. false accusations. And what more can come out in the next 3 days? One can only guess. But
right.
It's a wait and see. I'm optimistic he becomes the next Supreme Court justice.
You know, and that's the thing. He went through the nomination hearing, and it was ridiculous. I listened to the hearing, watched them, and they lied to his face, and he said, no, that's not true. This is how it really went, and this is what I really said in my opinion. They all lied, the Democrats lied to his face. He corrected them. And obviously there's proof and factual evidence out there. The hearings, I thought, went well, even though it was a clown show and a circus with the paid hacktivists in the audience. And that should have been that. Wipe your hands of it, have a vote. But they were sitting on this letter, and then they decided to bring it forward. It seems to me like all they're trying to do is delay and make a bigger joke out of this entire process to the entire country.
Well,
that's the country realizing that.
I think you said it correctly earlier. You said it correctly earlier. What they're doing is trying to delay post-November, because if Democrats take the Senate in November or even just gain one more seat, they have that much better chance of not getting Brett Kavanaugh onto the Supreme Court, not approving that confirmation. And they are using the most sacred buildings in our country, that being the Supreme Court of the United States of America, to play politics. And it's disgusting. And they're doing it, again, in what is actually an attack on men. Like, did you mm-hmm. see the comments from Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono? She said, I just want to tell the men of this country to shut up. New York Senator Kristen yep. Gillibrand, I believe Dr. Blasey Ford because she's telling the truth. We're in a place where high-ranking government officials will publicly convict a man with zero evidence, and they will do it for politics. I call it the war on men. That is the act of an enemy, to do that. That's what yep. you do to your enemy.
Yeah, no, that's the problem, is it's these higher-up people who take oaths of office to uphold the Constitution. They take an oath, and every single one of them are violating it, because due process is one of those oaths, is in the the Bill of Rights. And they take that oath, and it just goes flying out the door. Same with our two senators in New Hampshire. Same with all the Democrat senators. They don't seem to actually care about the truth or the facts. Just taking someone's word for it. Oh, this happened. Yeah, of course. They didn't care when it was against a Democrat.
Right. And
disgusting.
What they counter with is, this isn't a court of law. Excuse me. This is a hearing in the United States Senate with a body of people who have subpoena power. And we're talking about the justice system, the highest level of our justice system. If we don't live up to the minimum standards of those that are guaranteed in our Constitution and in our laws of the United States of America, then what benchmark do we use? I mean,
right.
Dr. Ford's lawyer came out, and Democrats wanted it, and I believe it's been shut down. I guess we'll see tomorrow. Wanted Judge Kavanaugh to testify before his accuser testified. Wanted him to answer the accusations before they were made under oath. That was written and put in writing by a lawyer as a demand.
Yeah.
How is that justice?
And they were all saying, well, they should do that. They should let her speak second. How is he supposed to address accusations when he doesn't know what they are?
Right.
We only know what some of it. We don't know what she's going to say.
No idea what she's going to say. And if they push it through, I don't think it's going to happen. I haven't seen the final resolute to that. He should get up and he should say, she's a damn liar. Whatever she comes and tells you is a damn lie. And if you want me to answer specifically, I'll come back when she's done. Good day, sirs.
Ooh, that would be good. Right? I can't even imagine how it must feel for him and his wife and his kids to be going through this knowing that none of it's true. You know, and go ahead.
I was just saying, particularly the older child, if you saw Mrs. Kavanaugh on the Fox interview with Marsha McCallum, I believe it was the other night, talk about how they told it to their daughters. And they've explained everything to the older child, who by older, I think she's like 12, and to the younger child, who I believe is approximately 8. She said, we were more general with her. They have to sit their daughters down and be like, so daddy's being accused of being a rapist and a sexual assaulter and a predator by really, really important people. Like, you might hear about it at school, honey. Don't worry about it. But how do you have that conversation with your kid? That's wrong.
And, you know, and these are, and it's, this is all because the left believes that the ends justify the means. They don't care how many wives or careers or whoever they destroy in the process as long as they win. They just don't care.
They don't. And it lacks empathy. It lacks compassion. Yep. It lacks humanity.
And it's just gotten worse over the, I mean, they've been doing this now for a long time. But it's gotten worse over the past, I don't know, 10 years. 10 years ago, you could have a decent discussion. Even if people didn't agree, whatever, you could have a decent discussion. But now, over the past 10 years, if you disagree with someone, even if it has nothing to do with, say, your business, if you disagree with someone, they'll try to get you fired. Or they'll make you step down from your high position of the company you founded because, God forbid, on the side, you might support something the left disagrees with. It's actually pretty horrifying that they're doing this and they're allowed to get away with it because people give in is what happens. And that's why I'm glad Kavanaugh hasn't, because Kavanaugh could have tossed his hands up and said, I am done with this. But he didn't.
He said, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But I think I believe him, and I'm not quoting him, I'm paraphrasing him. I don't remember the exact words. But when he says he's doing this for bigger reasons, he's doing it for his integrity, for that of his family, and for the process. And I believe the purity in his statement there. I think it's true. And it's important. I'm glad we have someone with his strength. I also, you know, everyone should go back and watch 1991 at 3 minutes, 47 seconds of your life when Judge Clarence Thomas, now Justice, gave it right back to the United States Senate. What a disgrace it was to the process. And it was a powerful moment that should actually be recorded and remembered in history. And everyone should go look at it right now and think of his words. He said, this is a high-tech lynching. It was a black man saying this is a high-tech lynching. And he was right then, and that same applies with a different version today.
Yeah, no, that is a very – I just recently watched that again. That is a very powerful message, and Clarence Thomas fought it, and Kavanaugh's fighting it, and they need to, because I agree with Kavanaugh. This is bigger than just – getting seated on the Supreme Court. This is big across the board for all of us, because if they get away, if the small percentage of people who are pushing this and who are the extreme left wingers like this, who have taken over essentially the Democrat Party, if they get away with this behavior, what else are they going to get away with in the future?
Well, you're right. I mean, let's say Kavanaugh does not get confirmed. That will do nothing more than empower them to not only do this, but take it one step further next time and one step further the time after that. And it will be actual. We're in chaos now, but it will be chaos that is an actual detriment to our republic if it goes any further than this.
Right. And imagine this is at the highest level, right? What's going to happen lower, at lower levels, where people aren't seeing the media at it and hearing two sides of it, and they're only, it's just regular people. This is going to empower, if they get away with this is going to empower regular people to say, oh yeah, you have to believe me, I'm a woman, and this is what happened.
Of course.
I mean, that kind of thing could happen too.
That has happened. And, you know, you're a young woman, someone ticks you off, who knows, you make an accusation because, I don't know, he cheated on you. So you make an accusation that he raped you because, you know, you're the evidence, the scales of justice are already tipped in your direction.
Yep.
That's a scary
especially in college. Especially in college, and that was thanks to the Obama administration. They, oh my, when I read about what they did, I'm like, your boys aren't safe. Boys are not safe. And it's because of the left, because they basically want to nail them to the wall with little to no evidence to do so.
Alyssa,
tell people where they can find you and your columns.
You can always email me at PrestonPerspective.com, my previous email at gmail.com, and you can find me on Facebook and Twitter as either Alicia Preston or Alicia Zantopoulos. I'm there in both ways.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, people. Great show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and we will be here on the other side, and our guest will be Jeff Reynolds, author of a new book that's coming out. Don't go away.